Welcome to Unleash the Awesome with Dave Gambrill. All of us have unique skills, talents, and abilities that aren't being used to their full potential. Our mission is to share the people, tools, apps, and other resources that will help you unleash your awesome on the world.
Yo, what's up? It's Dave. Welcome to another episode of Unleash the Awesome. Today, let's talk about handrails instead of handcuffs. And as I'm doing this podcast episode, it is in January of 2022. And I think a lot of people at this point, late in the month, have probably already given up on their New Year's resolutions. But one of the things we hear about as we're thinking about New Year's resolutions and planning and goals and goal setting and goal achieving and all that stuff is you get a lot of advice. You get a lot of advice about how to change your habits, how to establish habits, how to ingrain habits, how to have success. You should get up early. You should stay up late. You should lift a lot of weight. You should lift a little weight. You should just walk every day. You should walk with a backpack, which is called rucking every day. You should eat a keto diet. You should eat a vegan diet. You should eat a mostly plant-based diet with some protein, animal protein diet. You should avoid all animal fats, all animal protein. Like, there's a lot of advice out there, right? And a lot of well-meaning advice that probably works for a lot of people. Same thing holds true with business, right? You'll hear me say all the time, you need to build your email list, you need to build your audience, which you could probably have success without those two things. But I think if you have them, it makes it a lot easier. And you just hear this success over and over, and you read more stuff, and you listen to more podcasts, and you watch more YouTube videos, and you buy more courses, and you go to more events and conventions, and listen to public speakers, and do all of this stuff, right? And I think, unfortunately, what tends to happen for a lot of people, myself included in some situations, is we take that advice, well-meaning advice, we take that their processes, their systems, the things that they're giving us, and unfortunately we see them as handcuffs, right? We don't intentionally see it that way, but we take a lot of that information and we start to say to ourselves, that must be the only way to do it. Or, okay, I guess I got to hustle and grind. Let's go hustle and grind. When, I don't know, maybe there's an easier way. But it's really easy for us to take that information and it handcuffs us, because maybe just biologically you are not, like, maybe your circadian rhythm is not one that you are up early in the morning. Maybe you like to stay up late. And if you think about way back in the evolution of human beings, there was probably some value in having people who got up early and people who stayed up late, right? You needed to protect your tribe, protect your group, protect your people. There are some folks that probably needed to get up early and run and go catch and kill animals so you could eat them. And there's probably people that needed to stay up late at night and protect people from those same animals that would probably try to come eat you while you're sleeping, right? So there's value in a lot of these things, and there's value in different ways of doing it. So there's not just one way of success. So I think a lot of people just tend to take all this advice, all this information, and again, they handcuff themselves. When instead, if you look at it as handrails, right? Handrails or guide rails, just use it as information that will guide you along your path. And the only way that you will know whether or not this stuff works for you is you have to try it yourself. You have to go make a mess and see what happens. You have to give it a shot, right? You have to try out that diet. You have to try out that workout routine. You have to try out building your email list, doing Facebook Lives, doing podcast episodes, whatever it is for you to grow your business, you have to try it. Yes, there is definitely value in finding the well-trodden path and following that path, right? That's why hikers tend to follow paths, right? Because if you don't, you'll find yourself in a world of hurt. I'll give you a funny story. When we were on our honeymoon, we went to Aruba and we rented a Jeep. And instead of following the Jeep tour, we're going on the Jeep tour, we just followed the Jeep tour. So we didn't pay for the tour, right? This is back in my scarcity mindset days. We didn't pay for the Jeep tour. We just kind of followed it around in our own Jeep. So we rented a Jeep and followed the Jeep tour. And we got to this one place where there was this land bridge, I guess it was called, where the way the tide was coming in, it created this really cool bridge. And we looked at it, and there was also some ruins of some castles or something that we were paying attention to. But then the Jeep tour left, but we were still hanging out. And I'm like, oh, okay, let's get out of here. So instead of going back on the road that we came on, I was like, oh, here's a trail right here. And I started driving up essentially on the side of I guess you wouldn't call it a mountain, but kind of felt like it at the time, a pretty steep hill, small mountain maybe. And as we're going, we just kept tilting, the Jeep just kept tilting more and more to the side, to my side, on the driver's side. And I came to realize as we were doing it, it was not a path for vehicles. It was a goat path. And so I was trying to drive this Jeep somewhere where it probably didn't need to go, even though it was a Jeep, but we were listing pretty heavily to one side. And we were listing to my side on the driver's side. And my new wife said, "I'm getting out." And I was like, no, you're providing ballast to that side of the car. Like, if you get out, I'm going to tumble over and crash and have an untimely death here on my honeymoon, which probably would not be great. So my point of telling you that story is, like, I was not following a path. First of all, I didn't follow the tour guide. And second of all, I was not following a path. It was like that was not the intended path. So for you, yes, it makes sense when you're trying to do something new to follow people that have blaze the trail for you, that have created a path. Yes, take the course. Yes, get the information. But realize that maybe 90% of it is what works for you. Maybe not doing all of it, right? Follow the process. I can already hear some of you saying, "But Dave, shouldn't you just follow the process and execute on it?" Yeah, there's a time and a place for just following the instructions and not doing anything else, right? But there will come a time as you're following the instructions, as you're going through the process, as you do it a couple times, you will realize that, like, okay, my strength is not in doing it specifically like this, but this is a good guide for me. This is a good handrail for me to understand that I generally need to do it this way, but I'm going to add my own flair to it, or my own voice to it, or my own methodology to it, or whatever, like your own skills, talents, and abilities that you have, right? So even though I'm doing a lot of the things that a lot of the people in the marketplace would tell you, Russell Brunson would tell you to build your email list and build a funnel, right? Yeah, I build an email list and build a funnel, but I do it a little differently than Russell, but I follow the same basic idea. Dan Kennedy talks about how to do copywriting and marketing and direct response marketing. And yes, I follow, but like, I'm not Dan Kennedy, so I don't do it on an overhead projector like he does. He kind of has rejected most technology, so he just kind of stays old school, and that's great for him. I do a lot of the similar stuff. I just have embraced some of the new technology to do it. So yes, following the information, yes, following the ideas, but maybe delivering it in a slightly different way that suits me and my strengths and what I want to do in the world, right? So hopefully that makes sense. I'm not saying just throw it all out. You have to follow some advice. You have to follow some guidance. You'll have success quicker if you pay attention to the people who have already done what you want to do and you follow in their footsteps. But there will come a point on that path as you're executing. And the only way you'll know this is you have to execute. You have to do the work. As you're doing this stuff, as you're executing, you'll start to realize, okay, cool. This is great, but I'm just going to just a little bit alter it here, alter it there, just change it just a tad, just for me. Okay, just for me. Not changing the whole thing, not changing the whole process, not changing the steps in the process, but realizing that that's a basic guideline for you. And then you can add your own flair to it, your own flavor, your own seasonings, however you want to say it. Okay. So when you see this stuff, when you see this advice, when you see like the 5 a.m. miracle and the 5 a.m. club, and you see Jocko Willink posting a picture of his watch that says 4:30, and you know that he, you know, probably puts "go get some" or "rise and grind" or whatever, talking about how he's up at 4:30 working out. Okay. That's a guideline for you. Try it. Try getting up at 4:30 and working out, or 5 o'clock and doing that thing. And give it a shot. Don't just do it for a day and be like, "Boy, that sucks. I'm not doing that anymore." Like, do it for 3 weeks, 4 weeks. See, it takes a little bit for that to stick. Maybe it sticks for you, but maybe ultimately you'll figure out like that doesn't work. And I think of Tim Ferriss, who's very successful, and I mentioned him multiple times on this podcast, but he is traditionally a night owl and he tends to stay up late. He does his work into the wee hours, 2-3 o'clock in the morning or whatever, and he'll sleep in a little bit. And by sleep in, I mean, you know, 8, 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. It's not like he's getting up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but his circadian rhythm and the way he likes to operate is just a little different. I think about Ernest Hemingway, which is probably not the greatest example to give you of how to be successful, because there was a lot of drunken debauchery that went on with that guy based on what I know about his history. But, you know, same thing. Like, he tended to do a lot of his best work late at night or after spending some time at the bar, or he would spend time at the bar and people literally, there's stories of people bringing him home in a wheelbarrow to his house. And then he would wake up in the morning and write about some of the stuff he experienced last night, right? So that's a lot different. You don't hear anybody talking about that. And I'm not, obviously I'm not recommending that, But like he had success in a much different way. And you could look at that and be like, I'm going to follow that path to success. And I would think that a lot of people would struggle with trying to have success the way that he had it, right? Because they're all, we all have different environments or circumstances that we're in. And don't let that be an excuse, but just realize some of the information that you're getting, some of the advice you're getting, just might need to be tailored or tweaked a little bit for your unique situation. So a lot of times, and Russell Brunson has told me this, you know, if you publish every day for a year, you'll never have to worry about money again. And I have done that. And I can say in my case, that's actually true. But when he first told me that, and I first heard it, I was like, how am I supposed to do that? I'm working a full-time job. I'm doing all this stuff. Like there's, what I told myself was, there's no way I could do that, right? And I had to change that and reframe it and say, okay, how can I do that? And so with phones starting to have good cameras and video camera capabilities, I would just go to work early, go into a conference room, close the door, and shoot a quick 5 or 10 minute Facebook Live, whatever it was, right? They didn't have Facebook Live at the time, so just a short video, and then I would upload it. And I had to figure out, well, what worked for me? It wasn't, and I couldn't get up early and do, like, I had all these other things that I needed to take care of. I had a family, and I had to make sure the kids got on the school bus, or I had to, whatever, all of these life responsibilities. But instead of just disregarding the advice outright, or the opposite, saying like, okay, this is the only way, and handcuffing myself to how to do it, I just saw it as a handrail, right? Handrail versus handcuffs. So as you think about the advice you're presented with, run it through that filter, right? Say, okay, I'm not totally handcuffed to doing it this way. Like, this is good guidance. This is a good way to do it. And I'm going to add a little bit of my own flair or sauce to it, if you will. And I think you will find that that will help you unleash your awesome on the world. See ya.
Thanks for listening to Unleash the Awesome. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please share us on your favorite social media platforms using hashtag UnleashAwesome.